USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial against President Trump about to get started in earnest in the U.S. Senate, but House managers are very displeased about the rules that have been proposed as well as the procedures for the trial. Here's California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This is not a process for a fair trial. This is the process for a rigged trial. This is the process if you do not want the American people to see the evidence.
President Trump in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Summit, asked by reporters about what's going on back home.
That whole thing is a total hoax, so I'm sure it's going to work out fine.
Obamacare will not be taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court, at least not anytime soon. Democrats were seeking an expedited review of a lawsuit challenging that law, but the justices today have refused, the high court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
More now on the president's visit to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he delivered remarks earlier today, touting recent trade deals he signed, including the Phase 1 trade deal with China, calling it a model for the rest of the world.
Before I was elected, China's predatory practices were undermining trade for everyone. But no one did anything about it except allow it to keep getting worse and worse and worse. Under my leadership, America confronted the problem head on.
Pressure to ban horse racing is growing again after three more horses died in as many days at California's Santa Anita Park. A gelding had to be put down on Friday after breaking its ankle during a race. Another horse was euthanized on Saturday after suffering a similar injury. And a third racehorse died on Sunday during training. At least 42 horses have died at that single track now in just over a year. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Breaking news out of the U.S. Supreme Court, as justices have just announced they're giving Flint, Michigan residents the go-ahead to file a civil rights lawsuit against city and government officials over lead contamination in that city's water supply. Late NFL star Aaron Hernandez's lawyer is speaking out over his displeasure with a Netflix documentary, Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. Yesterday, Jose Baez told TMZ that his client's 2017 suicide had nothing to do with his sexuality, as the documentary suggested. Baez made it clear that CTE had a major role in pushing the ex-NFL star towards suicide, saying Hernandez suffered from the brain disease since childhood, and playing football only made it worse. Toyota is going to stop building the Tacoma truck in the United States, announcing that it's going to end production of the midsize pickup in San Antonio, Texas, and move it to Mexico. No jobs will be lost, though, when Tacoma assembly ends by late 2021. Toyota says its Texas plant will focus on producing full-size trucks and SUVs. That factory already builds Tundra pickups. It's going to start assembling the Sequoia SUV in 2022. You can check us out online anytime, and that's at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.